Don't fool yourself, Arashino, Nobu replied. Sayuri is the person I've come to see. I thought this an unkind thing for Nobu to have said, and not at all funny, but Mr. Arashino laughed when he heard it and rolled the door of the workshop closed behind him. I thought the whole world had changed, I said, but it can't be so, for Nobu-san has stayed exactly the same. I never change, he said, but I haven't come here to chat. I want to know what's the matter with you. Nothing is the matter. Hasn't Nobu-san been receiving my letters? Your letters all read like poems. You never talk about anything but the beautiful trickling water or some such nonsense.
Why, Nobu-san, I'll never waste another letter on you.
I'd rather you didn't, if that's how they sound. Why can't you just tell me the things I want to know, such as when you're coming back to Gion? Every month I telephone the Ichiriki to ask about you, and the mistress gives some excuse or other. I thought I might find you ill with some horrible disease. You're skinnier than you were, I suppose, but you look healthy enough to me. What's keeping you?
I certainly think of Gion every day.
Your friend Mameha came back a year or more ago. Even Michizono, as old as she is, showed up the day it reopened. But no one has been able to tell me why Sayuri won't come back.
To tell the truth, the decision isn't mine. I've been waiting for Mother to reopen the Okya. I'm as eager to get back to Gion as Nobu-san is to have me there.
Then call that mother of yours and tell her the time has come. I've been patient the past 6 months. Didn't you understand what I was telling you in my letters?
When you said you wanted me back in Gion, I thought you meant that you hoped to see me there soon.
If I say I want to see you back in Gion, what I mean is, I want you to pack your bags and go back to Gion. I don't see why you need to wait for that mother of yours anyway. If she hasn't had the sense to go back by now, she's a fool.
Few people have anything good to say about her, but I can assure you, she's no fool. Nobu-san might even admire her if he came to know her. She's making a fine living selling souvenirs to American soldiers.
The soldiers won't be here forever. You tell her your good friend Nobu wants you back in Gion.
At this, he took a little package with his one hand and tossed it onto the mats next to me. He didn't say a word afterward, but only sipped at his tea and looked at me.
What is Nobu-san throwing at me? I said.
It's a gift I've brought. Open it.
If Nobu-san is giving me a gift, first I must bring my gift for him. I went to the corner of the room where I kept my trunk of belongings and found a folding fan I'd long ago decided to give to Nobu. A fan may seem a simple gift for the man who'd saved me from life in the factories, but to a geisha, the fans we use in dance are like sacred objects, and this wasn't just an ordinary dancer's fan, but the very one my teacher had given me when I reached the level of Shisho in the Inoue School of Dance. I'd never before heard of a geisha parting with such a thing, which was the very reason I'd decided to give it to him.